just stepped out of the studio for a second and bumped into Jamie and Locker. They are just getting set to head down to the crop production show. It is live today, tomorrow, and Thursday at Prairieland Park in Saskatoon in the Green Zone, doing their entire show starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon live from the crop production show. And then I'm on location there tomorrow and Thursday with the show as well. So I do hope that if you are out and about at the crop production show, you will stop by. Well, today we're celebrating some of the outstanding contributors to Saskatchewan's agriculture industry. The Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame has announced its 2026 inductees. In fact, it just did that about half an hour ago. It was 11:30 this morning that they announced who their 2026 inductees are. These are producers who have made a lasting impact on farming and the rural community. I'm excited to have a couple of guests here to talk about this. First is Blair Cummins, the president of the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. Blair, thank you so much for joining the program today.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
And one of our inductees, Joe Kleinsaucer, is joining me. Joe, thank you for being here today as well.
Glad to be here.
Okay, maybe we'll start, Blair, with you. Talk about why it's important that we even have a Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame.
Well, first thing, I mean, Saskatchewan is an agricultural province, and we've had so many people in this province have made such significant contributions to agriculture that in the early 70s, some very foresighted people decided that we needed a Hall of Fame to recognize some of these people. And under their leadership, we started recognizing people that have made great contributions to agriculture in Saskatchewan in 1972. So up till today, that, you know, we're very excited to have six great inductees that we're going to be able to induct in April.
This has got to be very rewarding work for you, the committee, Blair, because you are giving a chance to really recognize in a meaningful way those people who are helping to shape our province from an agricultural standpoint.
It's a great honor. One of my favorite things is when we get the phone up and inductee and tell them that they've been elected to the hall. It's very exciting for them, and you get all kinds of great responses. It's certainly one of the real perks of having this job.
Yeah, for sure. Blair Cummins is my guest, president of the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. Okay, we've got six names. Blair, do you mind sharing with us who is being inducted this year?
Not at all. Terry Baker, he was quite instrumental in developing the Saskatoon, or this is the global transportation hub. Norm Beaujeau, a name that I'm sure a lot of people recognize, the president and founder of Seedmaster Manufacturing. And of course, Joe, he's been a great supporter of the pork industry, as well as many other farm organizations in the province. Mary McKay, who helped develop the Speckled Park breed of cattle, which was developed here in Saskatchewan, and is very popular. And as a matter of fact, I've been eating Speckled Park meat for about 5 years. Mark Picard, who unfortunately passed away in 24, founded Infraredi, unique infrared pre-cooking technology that's used by many people in the world today. And Cecil Warner, who was very instrumental in the D-high alfalfa industry over the years. That's okay. The six inductees.
Six great names, and six names that, as you said, Blair, have really contributed to our province, to our not only communities, but just the fabric of the province, I feel. Joe Kleinsaucer is one of the inductees, and we're happy to have Joe join us on the phone. He's a producer who farms with his family on the Rosetown Hutterite Colony, served on the board of directors of Sask Pork from 2002 to 2009, director of SPI Marketing Group from 99 to 2013, served as the inaugural chair for Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan, a board member of Saskatchewan Agri-Food Council since 2019, and I mean, all of the while, he's a farmer as well. Joe, congratulations on this great honor. How do you feel?
Well, I feel pumped. Honestly, my being part of agriculture in this province is it's a dream job. It's we punch above our weight in so many categories. We're a NAC powerhouse here. And to be involved at any level in, you know, the sustainability of the industry and telling the story about the industry and creating policy for the industry is a tremendous privilege. And quite frankly, I don't think it's quite sunk in yet.
You know, Joe, there's lots of people. I grew up on a farm myself. There's lots of people in our province who have roots in agriculture. But your passion to kind of take this to the next level, I've seen words describing you as leader, advocate, trailblazer. I know you were the recipient of the Farm and Food Care SASC Champion Award in 2024. What is that? Where does that drive come from for you to take it to the next level?
Well, I felt there needed to be an opportunity to get involved. I always say the easiest job in the world is to be an armchair quarterback. And yet, so few, and there's a lot of those, and so few people are willing to get right into it and get involved and make the changes that they're complaining about are not there. And when we start, Evan, in any board or committee, it's always, we're going to make the world, we're going to make things better, we're going to change, we're going to be a catalyst for change. What we don't realize is how much the biggest change is going to come within ourselves, quite frankly, as we grow, as we, learn from people who are there, and I have to say I've stood on the shoulders of a lot of great people who were visionaries, people who were leaders in their sector, and allowed me to tag along, and it has just been an incredible privilege.
Gosh, I'm telling you, I'm so proud of you, Joe. I'm so appreciative of you and the other five inductees. Blair, I'll come back to you. Back to how proud you must be. I mean, I just get to talk to Joe, and I'm proud. You must have been beaming being able to make that phone call and congratulatory remarks.
Well, like I said earlier, it's a great pleasure to be able to, to let these people know that they're being recognized and actually get to meet them in person. Unfortunately, two of our inductees have passed away this year, or they haven't passed away this year, but we're inducting them this year, but some of their family members are here, and they're the ones that nominated them, and they're very proud and very happy that, their loved ones are being recognized in such a manner.
Maybe quickly talk about, Blair, what the process is. The Saskatchewan Agriculture Hall of Fame, of course, takes nominations. I know you've got your website, sahf.ca. What is the process? How do people get nominated for this honor?
Well, the process is very simple. It does take a little time and a little effort. Go onto our website and you can download the application form, and it's pretty self-explanatory. You just got to highlight or give us a good report about what your proposed inductee has been doing, all their life. Their education, where they're from, what the contributions have been. I should remember what the deadline is for applications for next year, but it'll be on our webpage.
Sure.
And you just fill out that application form and get it into us. And then we meet in November, every November thereabouts, to go over the applications and select, and it's not always six. It depends upon the nomination, how many we decide we're going to induct in the fall. It kind of depends upon who's nominated. So It's a very simple process, but it starts by going to our website. It starts by making the commitment that you want to get your friend or your coworker or your family member inducted. And then you then get on the webpage, and it talks you through it.
I know the actual induction ceremony is set for April 18th. That's a Saturday at Prairieland Park. I know tickets can be purchased at the through the website, sahf.ca. But that's always a great event, too, isn't it, Blair? Because it's the actual opportunity. People get to hear what all of these incredible contributors have done, and then we get to hear and see from them.
That is the best part, yes. The inductees and even their nominators. The nominators get to say a few words about them before they come up, but some of the stories, it can be such an entertaining, informative evening that I would encourage everybody, that's interested at all to get a ticket and come out and join us. Just a quick reminder, the tickets aren't available until February 1st. So perfect. Don't be in a big hurry. Give us a couple weeks and all the tickets will be available online.
Sounds good. Blair Cummins, the president of the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. And maybe I'll give the last word to Joe Kleinsaucer, one of six inductees this year to the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. Joe, what words of advice do you have for younger generations in agriculture today? You've spent your life, dedicated your life to agriculture and continue to do that. You've been recognized now in the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. What's your message to the younger generation?
Get involved. Get involved. That's the best and the easiest way to be part of something, and it's incredibly rewarding. I know it takes up some time, but as Churchill said, you'll get a lot more out of it than it'll ever take out of you, and that is the best thing you can do, is get involved, because at times on the farm we're insulated from a lot of geopolitical events where we don't really understand a lot of it. We just know we're not happy. Get involved, and it's a tremendous opportunity for education. It's a tremendous opportunity to just learn and grow, and I can't say enough about it.
Great words, Joe. Congratulations again, Joe, and thank you for joining us today.
And Evan, I'd just like to take a moment to thank you for your support of agriculture in the province. It's much appreciated.
Yep, you betcha. I love it, and I appreciate having both of you on. Thanks again, and we look forward to the actual formal induction ceremony, which is going to be happening in April. So again, Blair Cummins was one of my guests, president of the Saskatchewan Agricultural Hall of Fame. Their website, sahf.ca. And Joel Kleinsaucer, one of six inductees this year, just announced this morning. It was announced at the Crop Production Show, and that show, of course, is going on for the next 3 days. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Been a packed show today. We've talked about and covered a lot of different topics. Of course, Mark Carney and Premier Scott Moe headed to China today for the meeting with the president of China. Sparked a lot of conversation you and I have had on the line, and I know there's a number of people that are saying, like, do we really need to trade with China? There's lots of ways in which they frustrate us, foreign interference, those types of things. We had yesterday Murad Al-Khatib on the show, president, CEO, board member, AGT Food and Ingredients. And I asked Murad that question. Do we need to trade with China? And this is what he had to say.
And Evan, it's just too big. Again, when we look at that large trade relationship and the magnitude and size of the market, and we look at the fact that, you know, we are such a blessed endowment of natural resources, we can't ignore the population centers. It just takes too many other markets to replace the market demand that could come from China. Now, that being said, I don't think that we should also become overly reliant only on China. You know, I certainly don't think that that's better than our reliance on the U.S. market. So, you know, again, I do feel that the trade diversification initiatives have to follow a geopolitical strategy. So trade policy, market access, you know, geopolitical alignment. I think that friends are going to trade more with friends in the future, which gets us more into Europe, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, the Philippines, and India as much bigger priorities for me than China. But ignoring China would be a fatal error for our economy.
So I asked Murad after he said that, I said, okay, does that mean that when we talk about diversifying markets, are we talking about finding markets to replace the trade we do with China, or is it in addition to?
Well, you know, Evan, that's where people do get off on the wrong foot. They say, I want to trade less with the United States. We're not going to trade less with the United States. We want to trade more with the United States. We want to trade more of our growth, though, with other nations. So that as we look at how the economy grows over time, I mean, you know, I said that last time I was on your segment, it took us 50 years to become this reliant on the U.S. market. We're not going to become less reliant in less than 10 years. And so, you know, again, I like balance. And so you want to take the large economic relationships like the U.S., China, India, and then you want to build on a whole bunch of other relationships that kind of form like a fourth leg to a stool. So those three countries are, you know, legs, and the other leg is the diversification, you know, rifle and scope approach of where do we have a competitive advantage and where are we going to have long-term sustainable trade.
Just a snippet of the conversation we had yesterday with Murad Al-Khatib on the show, and you can always go back and listen to that on our website, ckom.com or cjme.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find it there as well. Well, that takes us to the end of our show. It's been a great day today, and I appreciate you being along for the conversation. As always, don't forget the Green Zone is live on location at the Crop Production Show today, and then this show will be there tomorrow and Thursday. So we start up at the same time. We've got a full show, lots of great things to talk about tomorrow. We just happen to be doing it live from the Crop Production Show. So if you're down there, be sure to pop by and say hi. We will fire up tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.